This is an encore presentation of Roots and Branches and Beyond. New episodes of this show will begin again in early November. In the meantime, enjoy this program from a while back. Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes and a dozen songs from here and there. This is show number 103, and today it's all about the delights of meetings. And I just got back from a week-long conference, and I wondered, does the folk roots tradition have lots of songs and tunes about conferences? No, it doesn't really, but that didn't stop me. Anyways, we're listening right now to Fairport Convention, and of course, the name itself, Convention, implies something that I can play on this show. So we'll be playing this and that about meetings and conventions and just generally when people get together and chat. Glad you could join me. I'll talk to you a bit more about Fairport Convention and the rest of the show in a moment. That was a Fairport Convention. Some would say they were the best British folk rock band of the late 60s and 70s and beyond. It depends on who you ask. But they did more than maybe any other act to develop a truly British variation of the folk rock prototype. Lots of great singers and instrumentalists went through the revolving door of personnel for Fairport Convention. And after the 70s, I read somewhere somebody said it really, the band became a living museum piece. People would come back, you know, from wherever they were in solo careers. And anyway, but an enjoyable one with great deal of integrity. They're formed around 1967 and they're still around doing this and that. They continue to record and to tour. And this was a set of tunes called The Brilliancy Medley and The Cherokee Shuffle from their CD called Nine. And since it had convention in their title, I am talking about conventions today. Well, meetings really more, times when people get together. And it's just, as always, a bit of a theme to hang some songs and tunes on. Next up, we're going to hear from Artie Traum, and this is a CD he made called Meetings with Remarkable Friends. I think he did a couple CDs of that. So obviously, when you go to a conference, you hope you meet with remarkable friends, and in some cases, in many cases, at least in the last conference I was at, that was the case. Artie Traum was an American guitarist, a songwriter, producer. He appeared on about 35, 40 albums, something like that. He was born and raised in the Bronx. He became part of the Greenwich folk music scene in the late 50s. He joined up with his brother Happy Traum in a duo in the late 60s. They were managed by Albert Grossman, who was the manager of the band, and Dylan and Janis Joplin and so on. And he produced a lot of things out of the Woodstock Mountains in upstate New York. He had a sort of a side career as a documentary filmmaker. He wrote a bunch of guitar instruction books, lots of video productions. He died about 11 years ago, unfortunately, but we still have his music. So this is from Meetings with Remarkable Friends, and it includes times when he got together with folks that he loved to work with. Like most of the band were on it, and Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and David Grisman and all those sorts of people. This is a song called Butternuts. We'll be right back. It's a rather expansive piece of, I don't know, they used to call it space grass or whatever, new grass. It was Artie Traum from his CD, Meetings with Remarkable Friends. And it's a remarkable CD. I hadn't listened to it for probably a decade or more before I pulled it out because it had meeting in the title. And I'm talking about meetings today on the show. That's sort of the loose theme. So along with Artie Traum there on acoustic guitars, it was Dean Sharp on drums and Alison Prestwood on bass. But Sam Bush was on mandolin, Bela Fleck on banjo. What a great combo of folks. And Butternut was the name of it. It's always good to have songs about root crops at this time of year. This is show number 103 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor, however you got here. I'm glad you're with us. We'll continue on with another. This is a track called Meeting of Hearts, so it sort of qualifies for the show today. This is Yinon Mwalem. The first name is Y-I-N-O-N, in case you're, you know, buying these CDs online somewhere. Last name M-U-A-L-L-E-M, and he studied musical forms of Middle Eastern and Turkish music, as well as traditional Jewish music for many, many years. He fused this music along with some jazz as well, which he's been doing in more recent years. He has lived his life in the Middle East and then in areas with kind of an unpromising geography, but still tries to stay optimistic with hopes for peace. He was born in Israel to parents who were born in Iraq. He's been in Turkey for the last decade and a half or so. He plays oud and lots of percussion instruments that are associated with the music of the Arab world. Over the years, he's, as I say, mixed up with some jazz musicians and so on. And he is, this is from a fairly recent release, which he put out. And it's called, Meeting of Hearts is the name of the track. And it's the CD is called Meeting of Hearts as well. A fairly, fair bit of sort of mysticism, Sufi mysticism in his music and so on. But it gives you a kind of a slightly different feel to what I often play on this show. Yinon Mwalem and Meeting of Hearts. Yinon Mwalem, and it's a track called Meeting of Hearts, a title track from his recent release. And as I said, he is living in Middle Eastern countries, Turkey at the moment, but that's an album that he has dedicated to peace and goodwill, and hoping for that to take place in his home country as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 103. If you want to hear old shows, and they still are shiny and new in terms of the music, you can always go to rbbmusic.ca, and they're all archived there. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio today, CKVB 100.1 FM, in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, and throughout the Bay of Islands, however you got here. As I always say, I'm glad you got here. So we have we're sort of staying in Europe and in a kind of a contemplative sort of thought, frame of mind. This is another song. It is called The Meeting, La Rencontre, and it's François Tusque, and his last name is T-U-S-Q-U-E-S. And he's a French jazz pianist, and he's played a significant role in the emergence of the community of sort of free jazz in France. He left Paris for Brittany shortly after he was born. So his childhood was in Brittany, but he also made many trips to Afghanistan. His father participated in the creation of a faculty of medicine in Kabul and Dakar. His parents back in France always gave him the opportunity to attend concerts. So he had a lot of sort of multicultural influences. He was in Algeria for a period of time in the 1960s. He returned and then ventured into the musical scene. And in the 1970s, free jazz seemed to be kind of locked, he thought, deadlocked or whatever. And so he created what he called the Intercommunal Free Dance Orchestra. And one of the things that he did is that he brought together Breton music with free jazz music. And nobody had thought of doing that before, apparently. And then after he did it, everybody thought, well, that happened forever, right? Like, it makes sense, you know, having those sort of combinations together. Anyways, we'll listen to a track from François Tusque, and this is called La Rencontre, or The Meeting. Think of it as the meeting of traditional Breton music along with free jazz. Hey, where else could you hear things like this? That was François Tusque, and he was doing some free jazz. A track was called La Rencontre, or The Meeting. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 103, where we're talking about the delights of meetings. And so we'll go back to sort of some of the more usual material that I play. Next up, it's the Hurricane Ridge Runners. And we'll hear something called Glory in the Meeting House, which is a great old Appalachian tune done by quite a number of artists. The Hurricane Ridge Runners got together in 1977 originally. Jerry Gallagher and Scott Nygaard, who has his own CDs out as a guitar player, Jack Link. They met at the first Festival of American Fiddle Tunes in Port Townsend. And they performed for a year or so. A couple of them left, and Mark Graham joined, a harmonica player. He played with the Chicken Chokers, a bunch of other bands, and done his own material as well. They recorded a little bit. They still occasionally perform together in Seattle, and they're also connected to the Queen City Bulldogs. Anyway, they all have jobs and families. God bless us, everyone, you know. So this is from a CD that they did some years ago, and it's called Glory in the Meeting House, and it kind of takes us in the more traditional realms that we usually dabble in here. This is the Hurricane Ridge Runners. That's the Hurricane Ridge Runners with Glory in the Meeting House, a traditional Appalachian tune there. And the harmonica was by Mark Graham. And he was one of those individuals who brought an instrument, which wasn't typically played necessarily with bluegrassy kind of music, into that genre and did very well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And however you got here, I'm glad you're with us. The next track is... this is what happens sometimes. So I played that, and it was from right beside it. I had this other CD called, which included the L7s, and I forgot about the L7s until I just saw that. So this is sort of a stream of consciousness here. I know meeting is not in the title of this. It's called the Georgia Horseshoe. But the L7s were three guys who recorded for a short time. Bruce Molsky, I've played him before, a great fiddle player, great sort of purveyor of the Appalachian tradition. And along with Rafe Stefanini, who is also a fiddle player, and Rafe was born in Italy, and he was infatuated with the theme song from the TV show Bonanza. And I don't know if you remember that theme. I'll avoid trying to sing it for you here at the moment, but it gave him a taste for American country music, and then he went on to, he's actually a master violin maker, worked with them, and then started playing the violin more in the Clawhammer Banjo and so on. The third person was Dirk Powell, who's an amazing player. I've played before as well. He's kind of a superstar in terms of the Appalachian scene, and he plays a wide variety of kinds of music, and includes playing with Cajun music as well. And his influences, he said, are people like George Jones and J.S. Bach and Bob Marley and Louis Armstrong and so on. So you can tell it's pretty widely listened, I guess. You can't say widely read, I suppose. But they had a band for a while called the L7s. This is something called Georgia Horseshoe from them, just because I can. Was the L7, something called Georgia Horseshoe. And just because I love that sound, the way in which they get those fiddles to really dance. We're going to play another track with Meeting in the title again, get back to our theme here. This is a song called Meeting is a Pleasure. It's done by a number of different artists, especially in the British tradition. And we'll hear it from Waterson Carthy, this time an English folk group. Originally it was Norma Waterson on vocals and her husband Martin Carthy on guitar and vocals and their daughter Eliza Carthy on fiddle and vocals. And then they had a number of melodeon players who helped them out. Saul Rose was there for a while, Tim Van Eyck. And, predominantly they do British traditional songs and tunes, but they perform contemporary songs from various sources, including things that they write themselves. And they continue from that very strong, unaccompanied vocal tradition that was established by Norma and Martin's family group, the Watersons. And Waterson Carthy is sort of an evolution or a branch out of that band. Their first album was 1994. But at that time, they were already pretty much seasoned veterans of the scene by then. All four members continue to have successful careers outside of the band. But this is from their CD called Common Tongue, and a great old traditional tune called Meeting is a Pleasure.
Down in yonder valley, I'll meet you as I rolled out last Sunday, my love he passed me by, and I knew his love was altered by the rolling of his eye. Yes, I knew his love was altered to a girl of high degree. Say, Johnny, lovely Johnny, your looks have wondered me. I will send my love a bottle, and I'll fill it to the brim, saying, drink my love as a token, there's a wager lies between. Saying, drink my love to the bottom, let the bottom be for me. One guinea lies in a wager, that married we ne'er will be. For whenever you meet with a pretty girl with a dark and a roving eye, you must kiss her and embrace her till she tells you the reason why. You must kiss her and embrace her till she causes your heart to yield. But there's never a faint-hearted soldier can win on a
battlefield. Is Meeting is a Pleasure by the band Waterson Carthy. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 103. We're talking about the delights of meetings now. I just got back from a week-long conference, and so still off of that high, you know, that comes from going to a good conference. Well, we're not all of the songs have to do with meetings, alas. This is the way the process works. So right next on my shelf, because I do alphabetize most of my CDs, not all of them. Beside Waterson Carthy, there's the band called Walk Electric, W-A-U-L-K, Electric. And I don't know a lot about them, but they were a Scottish band from some years ago, and this was their CD called House Music, because they were trying to add in different kind of, electronic music and dance beats and so on. And so I thought, what the heck, I haven't played them, I don't think ever, on this particular show. So I'm going to play this. This is a track called Eclipse, and it's three tunes, Eclipse of the Moon, Racing the Tide, and Scrubber's Reel. And this is sort of, as they say, it's sort of Irishly inspired, and it's set that keeps changing all the time, so they captured it once. And this is it from their CD called House Music. This is Walk Electric. Thank you. That's the Scottish band called Walk Electric, W-A-U-L-K, and then electric is spelled E-L-E-K-T-R-I-C. That was from a CD, came out a little over 20 years ago, and as I say, I don't know very much about them, but Walking Songs, or W-A-U-L-K, were songs that were played a lot, or traditional songs that you used when you were working the tweed. And Walk Electric was adding a little bit of other kind of influence to the music that they were playing. Three jigs there. You could be listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, C-I-X-X, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're with us. Well, I have no excuse for the next four tracks that I'm going to play, the last four tracks on the show. They don't really relate to meetings. They don't relate to conventions, because really, traditional music doesn't really talk about conventions anyways. Very much. Meetings, yes, but not conventions. Anyway, somehow I just sort of found these four CDs sort of laying around, which is just putting it mildly, and I thought, I haven't played these, so I want to you know, share them with you, because this is really all about that. So we have next up Neil Browning, who is accordion player, among many other things, from Wales. And you don't often think about Welsh accordion music very much, I suppose, but he's part of a growing movement in Wales to preserve the old folk music and make it come alive, to breathe again. And he has a great knowledge and respect for the old tunes and the old ways, and he's not hesitant to push it as much as the song requires. He plays just about every instrument in the tradition, but he's widely known for his accordion, and which we'll sort of listen to in a moment. It maybe it could be the only Welsh accordion CD on the market. I doubt it, but anyway, he plays a range from, you know, guitar and banjo and bouzouki and crumb horn and keyboards and drums, trumpet, French horn, all those sorts of things. And he teaches a lot of those as well. And he loves sort of diverse settings and wigged out space rock, you know, and strict tempo dance sets and so on. He's been guitarist with the Roots band Blue Horses. He's also with Nevermind the Box. And the album title is the Welsh word for accordion, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce. But it's spelled S-C-W-I with a sort of a roof house top on it. S-B-O-C-H-S. Sorry. So this is something called The Morning Lily. And this is Neil Browning. Thank you. music there from Neil Browning, and that's a Welsh accordion player. He played three tunes there, The Lily, The Morning Star, and The Black Crow's Wing, all from manuscripts. So that's album again is called, well, it's called Accordion in Welsh, but I'm not going to even try to say it. But great sound on accordion that he achieves. You could be listening to this show, which is Roots and Branches and Beyond, on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you're with us. Again, we're continuing on with some random things that I put together after we've ended up with our theme about meetings, and this is a band called Christine Tassin and Les Impostures, and they've been around for 15, a little bit more than that, years in the gypsy jazz milieu at Quebec, and they're pioneers in this domain, which is usually reserved for men. Like a lot of, a number of genres tend to be kind of over heavy with men, I suppose. But they continue to reinvent this music, and their arrangements are rather innovative. They rejuvenate. They leave room for some great creativity. They started in 2003, Montreal International Jazz Festival. They've played there, Lévis Jazz Festival, the Guitar Festival in Rouyn-Noranda, in Saint-Pierre-Miquelon, St. John's, which is where I first heard them, and they did some wonderful work there at the Folk Festival. They had great pleasure when they were invited to be at the Django Reinhardt Festival in France, which was one of the most prestigious gypsy jazz festivals, and they stood out with their finesse and their joie de vivre and all that sort of thing. They were the very first all-female and Quebecois gypsy jazz band to perform on that stage. They've got about four albums out. This is from a 2016 album called Between Felix and Django. This is something called Reel de Bottina Martin and a few other tunes as well. This is Christine Tassin et Les Impostures. That shows the connection between the Quebecois tradition there and the gypsy jazz. That is Christine Tassin et Les Impostures. Three tunes there as well. It's Ril des Bottines à Martine, Moi mes souliers, and Nuit de Saint-Germain-des-Prés. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Caper Radio, which is 107.3 FM, CJBU in Sydney, Cabretton. How are you got here? Glad you could be with me. I've got two more tracks here. The next one, there's kind of a link to the last track, because one of the tunes that's being played is Jean Carignan's. It was a wonderful fiddle player from Quebec. This is a guy called James Keen, and he's an accordion player as well. As well as I've been playing a little bit of accordion earlier, a traditional musician born in South Dublin City, County Dublin. He reportedly began playing accordion at the age of six and lilting since before he could talk. His mother and father were both fiddle players from musical communities in County Longford and County Clare. But at the age of 10, he'd become a fixture on the Dublin traditional scene. This was like in the early 1960s or whatever. He won the senior accordion championship while he was still a junior in the Dundalk Open Accordion Championships back in the mid-60s, won the All-Ireland under 18. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of them. He moved to New York City. He became part of the traditional scene there throughout the 1980s to the present day. And he's a founding member of a number of bands. Fingal's got about eight solo albums. Helped to co-found the Castle Cayley Band, which won a lot of All-Ireland Cayley Band Championships back in the 60s as well. This is from a CD that he released called That's the Spirit. Knocknagow, the Doon Reel, and Jean Carignan's. And that was James Keen, Knocknagow, the Doon Reel, and Jean Carignan's from his CD, That's the Spirit. You've been listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This has been show number 103. And we'll end off with a little bit of, this is called Funk Cayley music, I guess. It's called the Tartan Amoebas is the name of the band. They're formed back in 1993. This is from a CD that came out called Imaginary Tartan Menagerie in 1995. And so they mixed Celtic music along with modern sounds and put the pipes and the fiddles along with brass and rhythm and dance loops and so on. Kind of contemporary music's equivalent to a cultural melting pot kind of music that we love on this show. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Ivan Empty. I'll be with you again next week. Have a great week. Take care of each other. Happy trails.